Lie Down with Lions by Ken Follett. Copyright 1986 by Holland Copyright Corporation, B.V. Author's Dedication to Barbara. Author's Note. There are several real organizations that send volunteer doctors to Afghanistan, but Médecins pour la Liberté is fictional. All the locations described in this book are real, except for the villages of Banda and Darg, which are fictional. All the characters are fictional, except Masoud. Although I have tried to make the background authentic, this is a work of the imagination and should not be treated as a source of infallible information about Afghanistan or anything else. Part 1, 1981. Chapter 1. The men who wanted to kill Ahmet Yilmaz were serious people. They were exiled Turkish students living in Paris, and they had already murdered an attaché at the Turkish embassy and firebombed the home of a senior executive of Turkish Airlines. They chose Yilmaz as their next target because he was a wealthy supporter of the military dictatorship and because he lived conveniently in Paris. His home and office were well guarded, and his Mercedes limousine was armored, but every man has a weakness, the students believed, and that weakness is usually sex. In the case of Yilmaz, they were right. A couple of weeks of casual surveillance revealed that Yilmaz would leave his house on two or three evenings each week, driving the Renault station wagon his servants used for shopping, and go to a side street in the 15th district to visit a beautiful young Turkish woman who was in love with him. The students decided to put a bomb in the Renault while Yilmaz was getting laid. They knew where to get the explosives, from Pepe Gozzi, one of the many sons of the Corsican godfather Meme Gozzi. Pepe was a weapons dealer. He would sell to anyone, but he preferred political customers for, as he cheerfully admitted, ideally.